CliffCentral.com.
No borders. CliffCentral.com. It's your boy KF. Hello, that's your 10.
My bad.
It's your boy KF. Let's start again.
I'm sorry, I'm just lit.
Hello, no borders.
No borders. What's going on? CliffCentral.com every Friday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. I'm sure you guys have missed us, definitely. That's for sure.
You know, I was thinking about it. I'm like, why do all radio people have these cliches? Why do we still tell people the time? Is there on the banner? Is there on the website? But radio people always got to stress, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Like, it's a thing, right?
It's because, you know, it's people's, their span of concentration. And you got to just keep on banging things into their heads, you know?
Like with Snapchat. People can't even like watch. It has to be 15 seconds. There ain't no more than 15 seconds, man. Because
you gotta make your point in that time.
That's pretty hard. I like to over explain shit.
But they gotta know. 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. every Friday, we live on CliffCentral.com. Probably the hottest people in the world.
You already know. Yeah. And these hottest people have been let down by some legends. So, I mean, we were playing, and
Kev is very sad. I'm
not even sad. I'm less sad as I am. Ticked off. It's okay. But anyway, so we were supposed to have, you know, dead presses in the country, slum villages in the country, Super Kane is in the country, Guilty Simpson is in the country. I know a lot of millennials don't even know who the hell I'm talking about.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But these are like OGs in the game. People that we grew up on, man. Like when the people, I won't mention no names.
Yeah.
Who hit me up and say, yo, what's up, man? You want to come through? Can we have them on the show? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, cool, man. You crazy? You don't need to ask. They can take over the show.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll even change the name for them.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, they're not going to make it, man. I know. And my girl actually got a cap that...
Your girl?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Can we not hear about that?
Okay.
Oh, snap. On radio now?
Like, really?
I thought you stopped this.
I thought this was about Slum Village.
A dead press.
Next thing, but, my girl got a cap.
Okay. No. I was going to get it signed for her. You know what I mean? Like, you know, two KK.
I think you're doing too much in this relationship.
From Slum Village.
Because it sounds very new, and I don't think you should be doing so much.
Why not?
Really? Like,
why not?
Your girl got a cap that you wanted to get signed for her. And you've probably been dating her for like 3 minutes, right? Let's be honest.
Yeah. Well, dog, she's listening right now, man.
Well, if you're listening, well, welcome to your first 5 minutes. They call me Kamu, by the way.
I'm gonna check my phone right now.
So who's that guy?
Hey, I'm gone. No, probably she won't even say that. She'll block. Block is the best thing ever.
Yo.
But yeah, either way, man, like, it's gonna be lit because they are in the country.
Yeah.
Got some legends in the country. I mean, you know, legends from local legends like Double HP are going to be sharing the stage with Dead President, man. I mean, I think that is progress in terms of African hip hop.
Really?
I think it's progress because you know what? I was actually going to ask them. I was going to be like, aren't you guys worried that no one knows your music? Because a lot of people don't even really like listen from the States.
Remember the event that they're coming for? Obviously, is the back to school.
Yeah, it's back to old school.
So,
yeah.
So the following that comes with that, obviously, people like us. Are the ones who roll out to the
event. How many people like us are there, though?
Oh, quite a lot.
I got a friend. She's a lawyer, right?
Yeah.
She did a master's at UCLA.
Yeah.
Like, she's about our age. 28, 29-ish.
She's 28, 29? Oh, she's young.
And
oh, she's young.
And she studied at UCLA, though. Like, okay. A whole 1.5 years.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, so Slum Village and Dead President. I'm like, huh?
No,
what's that? Not even who's that.
But then, okay, like, let's be realistic. The genuine market I think they were going for is obviously a 35 to 40. That's who they're targeting. Even if you look at the packages that they're selling, it's a really high end event.
Like, yeah, it's 290 rand for like general access.
You see, and then the people really having a real party are paying 1,008 each. So, and like I was saying, the individuals who are putting the show together. If you see the type of people that they are, obviously they're people who, like, through history have been bringing out old acts, like not old acts per se, but like acts from back.
Okay,
the
people who are organizing, they've been bringing.
They've been bringing that type of talent.
I think maybe I just haven't been in the country for long enough.
Yeah,
but I just haven't seen that culture in South Africa.
You did,
like,
too.
I didn't think like anyone in South Africa would know who Jay Dilla is.
Do you know the funny?
You know what I mean? Like,
the easiest way.
Paulista,
to help
do you know
out.
Who Jay Dilla is?
No, she don't. The easiest way to help you out.
I bet you we're the only two people.
Yeah.
In the whole studio right now who know who Jay Dilla is.
Pretty much.
Okay. Pretty much. Oh, he said three.
Okay.
Young Gotti said it's three of us. All
well,
right,
if
all
he
right.
didn't know, then I think he's in the wrong
studio. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
There's another corner shop at the back. That's where they do all the house stuff. House stuff is
heavy. K is somewhere there with, with his stomach.
With his steak, Yo, crazy. But yeah, man, like, I think it's very interesting how obviously the generations would differ in terms of this event, but like, a lot of people, like, for him, obviously, he would know who these people are. So it'd be dope for him to go out there and enjoy it. But don't forget, like, especially with SA hip-hop, its base started from a lot of underground and old-school hip-hop.
Yeah, which makes sense with people like Slum Village and Dead Prez.
There
you know
go.
I mean?
Hence, you find Back to the City is still your biggest hip-hop festival in the country. Because that's that culture. So there actually are some millennials who actually really come from that.
Yeah, who go out and look for those records and stuff.
A lot of rappers were doing well. Your AKAs and everybody, when they came out, their style was not what they're doing now. Obviously, they've just morphed and evolved. They were,
and unfortunately, really like now that that's what we've been given by media. We forget what they started off as, like all their original material.
Which means media is doing a very good job. Because the idea is for us to actually focus on only that.
Yeah. But I mean, so back to old school concert, official tribute to J Dilla, legendary J Dilla. I mean, we're talking about a dude who, you know, who's worked with Busta Rhymes, Q-Tip, Tribe Called Quest. I mean, that's deep. Like, when I was going through, so I was recapping, going through J Dilla's credits. Yeah. I'm like, this nigga, though, like, this nigga was, I mean, he was, and he started off independent. Mm-hmm. He was just a producer for Slum Village, and I think a lot of people only know, millennials would only know Selfish because of the Kanye West feature.
100%, you know what
I mean? I mean, like, if you followed J Dilla and Slum Village from way before that, I mean, Talib Kweli gives props to J Dilla and Slum Village. KRS-One, everybody knows that, you know, Slum Village.
Hence, I was saying, like, when you said, you know, like, it's progress for the game, like, let's say for your local artists to be sharing their stage.
You know
what
I mean?
It's actually been happening for the longest time. It's this stuff goes 15 years back. I mean, Talib did a feature with
I bumped into Talib 2015 in Taboo, but I think he came down for
that's when he came
Sprite.
Down to do, he came to what, do the Sprite thing
when he
and,
came
and,
down with
and
do
the Casper work as well.
Yeah, and he was with he was what you gonna call it
who's
Dreadlock, come on.
Lil Jon
yeah.
So, but like, I mean, the honest truth is that, like, the history with the culture and the music actually stems from those guys. Those guys actually have a better understanding of South Africa and South African music culture than the newer artists that are out now. So if you find, that's why your Young Thugs and your Travis Scotts, when you holler at them, they're like, yo, for real? Y'all got us in Africa? Like, like, you know. Yeah.
But the OGs, though, that's just where it's at.
Yeah. This I mean, if you look at Casper's new album, he's got a feature with Black Thought.
So, oh, because I haven't listened to
from the Roots.
Yeah, but I saw on social media when he was in the studio with Black Thought, and Black Thought, you weren't playing with Black Thought. Remember, Breaking You Off?
There you go. So now, if you did a
Bad
joint
Mrs. Throwing
in
Raspberry
2017, you released an album in 2017, and you've got
Black Thought. And
on
Black
your
Thought
joint.
Isn't just an OG. He's like an OG who's crossed over into still being very relevant.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
He's
still very relevant. I mean, the Roots are still very relevant.
There you go, you see? And that's that. So, you know, a lot of people just always need to remember that though, yo, man, the culture stretches so far back.
I think it's still a bit worrisome for artists in the States, especially underground artists, that in terms of, like, you know, really having people, you know, fucks with your music. I'll be honest, like, I mean, I love old school hip-hop, you know, I fucks with, you know, all these older cats, all these OGs, but even I don't really have that much content anymore. Like, if you go through my phone, my laptop, like, I wouldn't lie, man, I probably got some Common, some Talib,
but
maybe,
like,
some Most Def, but
you probably got more singles than you have albums.
I got the albums of those dudes. Singles, I have none. Like, even all the new cats, like Super Kane and Guilty Simpson. Yeah. Like, I had to, I was online. Like, let me pretend like I know these dudes.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't know Super Kane.
Yeah,
like,
you know what I mean?
Just sounds like a really bad brand of alcohol that I wouldn't drink. But, like, I mean, like, yo. But
were you going to say that if he was here?
You know me. I have no fear. I fear no one. Why would I be afraid to
But I mean, you see, I mean, there's a lot. And I think that's what's with the industry right now. And I think it's progress in as much as it's not progress for them in the States. I mean, it's still progress for him because he's doing his thing back there. And I bet on the streets of Detroit, he's good. You know what I mean?
Very good.
I think the best thing about it is that here in South Africa and in Africa as a whole, we're still doing our thing. We're doing our thing so much so that we really don't care.
You know, Major Lazer just released his new EP, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this new EP features a song called Particular. Particular features Nasty C, it features DJ Maporisa, it features Pato Ranking, and it features Jidenna.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying to Buff this morning, I was like, yo, man, like, dude, like, if the game doesn't swallow you or take you now,
It's like, never gonna get you, though. It's never gonna get you.
It's crazy. Like for an artist of the capacity or the size.
That magnitude.
Of magnitude, thank you.
Yeah.
Of Major Lazer.
Just picking up all these dudes.
And that's probably one of the best songs on the EP.
Wow. And you know dudes are going to go hard.
No,
like, dude. The minute you're like, yo, Major, what?
I mean, go out there, download the EP, get the single. Mm-hmm. It's called Particular, Major Lazer's new EP. Check it out.
You weren't around. I was talking about the One Africa music concert?
Yeah.
Music festival that happened in London.
In London, yeah.
Where Banky W messed up, you know, timings and stuff. So, you know, Tiwa Savage performed like 4 and 15 seconds, you know what I mean? But I mean, the fact that they were able to do that, and they got Tidal to stream, to live stream the whole concert, man. I mean, the culture within the continent it's ridiculous. I mean, it's blowing up.
I think people
exponentially.
People also have forgotten that
Jidenna, you know what Jidenna said?
Yeah.
My bad. Jidenna's like, yo, man, we keep saying as Africans that it's our time, so we need to be on time.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are late, you know, you've got like 100 high-profile A-listers, African
A-listers. That's the swag that needs to get out of there.
There is no swag with being late.
But then that's the problem with Africa.
You'll never find... Remember when Jay-Z, when Lil Wayne, that concert at Madison Square Garden, where it was Jay-Z and Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
And then Lil Wayne was late.
Yeah.
So Jay-Z was early, did his hour, and Lil Wayne didn't come. He's like, yo, man, I mean, he's not here, so let me just go for another hour. You know what I mean?
Why not? He's not there.
That's professionalism. You can't be feeling yourself. These people are paying your bills, you know what I mean?
And it's crazy when you say that. You know, like, I'm a big fan of, obviously, African major entertainment and music moves. I was very, very upset to hear that there was such a huge lack of respect for time and,
you know what I mean,
professionalism from people like Banky W, because Banky W doesn't have 10,000 rand in his pocket. He's got a couple of million dollars in
his pocket. You know
what I mean? He needs to be an example for the rest of the other artists, because he's more like the seniority in this game.
There you go.
He's a senior member.
And look at it this way, fam. Like, it's not just an African concert in Africa. It's an African concert in London town.
Yeah.
Man, like, at least, you know, you're ripping the whole hood.
No offense,
like, we're all looking at y'all.
No,
like,
no offense, but as much progress as we're making as African musicians, I think Nigerians need to wake up and understand that they don't own the game. They're just a shot.
No, it's not a shot. I'm just saying it's tricky.
It is, but, like, I mean, like, for me, it's crazy because I always feel like, you see, the Nigerian acts obviously have an upper hand or a better base to start from financially and whatever the case may be. But, like, you know, I just always kind of think, like, yo, why is it they always end up being the ones who try to act like they're a little bit extra?
But I've asked you that question because I don't get it either.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying. But it's just that. It's inbred in them. You know how they behave.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's say Wizkid. You book him at a club performance or a club appearance. Wizkid, you got to be in the club by 1. You'll tell you, no, 1 is too early. No, but I'm paying you. You know, so just be there by 1. I'll come by 1. He comes in the club at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I'm about to leave. Probably, I've already left. You know
because
I get in the club at 6. I'm not that. Yeah, I don't wake up at 12. You know what I mean?
And apart from that, when you see a flyer as a human being or as a normal reveller, you're like, oh, cool, Wizkid's going to be there. So as soon as the club is popping, Wizkid most probably will be there.
There you go.
Guess what? This Wiz guy ain't there. Or this Fino guy ain't there. Or this Olamide guy ain't there. You know, like, there's still this thing that we need to get out of them. Like, yo, man, you know what? In as much as you guys are surging further ahead with the music, and you're always kind of the ones who are breaking new boundaries in the game. I mean, let's be honest. We ain't got no other artists with Billboard awards except for this.
How many did he actually get, though?
I think
he was nominated, seven, what, 9 times?
7. Was it
7?
Yeah, I think got 7. All those 7 that they were nominated for,
he got.
And then Drake got, like, I don't know how many. Like,
and he was featured on some of Drake's. So does he get one?
Material. Yeah, or, yeah. Well, he pretty much is. Well, he gets, yeah.
You get yours, like, on the side.
I think he actually gets yours on the side, yeah.
Golly, dog.
Because it's like a plaque, I think.
It's like a plaque.
So if you produce a single and a single goes platinum, you also get a plaque for the production. I think he definitely gets one. Yeah,
it's really disappointing, and I don't even think, like, sometimes we're too hard on ourselves.
Yeah.
As Africans, I think it's just black people in general.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, look at, and these are legends that we're talking about, like, who are being this unprofessional. Like, I mean, no hate or nothing, but I've been going through their Twitter, right?
Yeah.
Just checking out what else they've been doing in the country. Now, I was looking at the radio stations that they've been at and listening.
Are you really going to go?
And listening in. No, I mean, I'm being for real, because you know Cliff Central's high quality. Like,
thought,
we're first
I
class.
I thought that was going to be a private conversation.
I'm just saying, like, Cliff Central's first class. No, I mean, we got first class studios, we got first class equipment, we got first class presenters, first class shows, you already
100%,
100%. But I was going through this stuff, and I'm like, these people, the people who interviewed them, didn't even know much about them.
Yeah.
We grew up with that culture. We grew up in those countries. So, like, I mean, I was ready to go ham on these dudes. But point being, as black people, also as Africans, or people of African descent, better, we really need to step it up. I mean, like, because it was their opportunity to actually gain a market. And they have 100%. No idea how easy it is to gain a market in... within a market that's still upcoming.
You know what I mean?
So next thing, like, you're not that big, right?
Yeah. Oh,
you're big in the States. Well, I mean, no, Dead Prez is big, Slum Village, but I'm talking about the other dudes who probably would come
Sugar
through, you
cane
know, right?
And
Super Cane. Did you say Sugar Cane? Now that's his new nickname, Sugar Cane. You know what I mean? Those dudes come through, next thing.
My bad, I'm not hating, man.
Next thing, they're, yeah, just being for real. Next thing, they're on a single with Young Garden, right?
Yeah.
Young and God, my bad. Mm-hmm. Young and God, they're on a single. Young and God blows up in
we back.
We back. Young. Anyway, Young and God, Young and God blows up in South Africa.
Yeah.
Because of that single that he did with Super King, it's a done deal for Super King.
Yeah.
Next thing, Super King's being flown down for gigs and stuff. It's just the business ethic within the industry, especially amongst black people, is lacking. In the worst of ways.
When I saw how annoyed you were downstairs, I was actually like, my ribs were cracking with laughter, and I was like, you know, if Kev doesn't get used to this at some point, he's gonna forever be upset.
But I mean, that's why it's not my industry. That's why it's a side hustle, I can't deal with unprofessionalism. Yeah, but, like the but one day that I'll be late or that I'll miss a show or something, like in my head, I'm already like freaking out, like, oh snap, man, I've disappointed myself and not just the listeners. You know what I mean? Because you're, and besides that, like, what we wanted to do today, which is the whole point, and we're going to have, to all the listeners right now, we're going to have Young and God on after the break, right?
Okay.
And the reason why I brought Young and God on, so I got an email, like, 2 days before, like, 2 days ago, right? Yeah. He sent me an email. I got the email from Palis. I hollered at him. No, he hollered at me. And then I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah, I'll hit you up. Then I'm like, nah, but snap, we got these OGs who are here, right?
Yeah.
Let's get this young cat. And a lot of people on radio don't do that. Like, we're not here to put ourselves on. We're here to put the industry and the continent on. So I'm like, yo, there's no way that a young dude who's up and coming, I'm not going to give him the chance to flip and meet someone from Dead Prez and exchange an email.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's exactly what I was going to do. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to promote the industry. We're trying to promote ourselves as Africans to get out there, you know, gain that experience, because it is kind of new to us. But it's not clearly we're doing something wrong. Oh, you're working with the wrong people. I should go back to corporate.
You
need a driver?
The reality is, I mean, like, I honestly believe that, you know, it's never really going to be like that all the time. Mm-hmm. It's just certain instances and stuff, you know. It hurts, especially when you've put work in and you want something to be dope.
Yeah.
You don't want to spoil the quality of your current production.
And so we're perfectionists.
There you go.
So I mean, like, we don't just, you know what I mean? Like, it's unscripted, it's uncensored, but we're still perfectionists in regards to the ethics behind, you know what I mean?
Exactly. But I mean, like, okay, no, shout out to Slum Village anyway, and shout out to Dead Prez.
We'll see them tomorrow.
Most definitely.
Give them hell for it.
Have they organized access at least? Have they done that?
There
you go. So anyway, more unprofessionalism on the show today.
I got four tickets.
You got four tickets. Tickets. So like, but you weren't gonna tell me. Is it, there you go.
Not, who said it?
But anyway, that's why I like my life. Now. I deal with the bosses. Dealing with the side niggas. Right.
I'm not even one of those dudes.
You are one of those dudes.
I'm an innocent bystander.
Palliser, how much do you want to bet he was going to carry this new flame and go with it?
Which new flame?
The new flame.
Oh, snap. Nah.
And a couple of the side
homies, right?
So it's going to be a two for two thing.
Nah, get out of here.
So we were going to do an entire interview with a bunch of Americans.
And not get anything.
Right? And then we're not even going to get a ticket to go and see the same Americans.
They probably said the tickets are for you and your co-host.
When did you get on the mic? When did you, like, how did this happen? When did this happen?
Four means two people, right?
Yes.
So two for him, two for me.
True.
So I bring my guest. He didn't even give me that chance.
He's still what are you talking about?
He's still there chewing his cigarettes.
I haven't even allocated the tickets or nothing, man. Like, come on, man.
This guy's got the nerve to come on air and say, oh, but you know, see, me, these people, they're very fucking nice. You know, I'm tired. You know, that's why this thing is sad. I'm like, this nigga. This, and I was waiting. I was like, I know where I'm going to catch him, though.
Where at?
I'm going to ask him, what about the ex? He's like, what do you mean? So anyway, that's what we have to deal with down here between 1 p.m. and 2 a.m. on Friday.
No, actually, you're lying because you got to deal with that all time.
You see, this is
all
what I'm saying.
All that time, man. All that time.
This is just after he said, we're perfectionists here. We don't play. We're about quality. The quality of our lives. That's what. So actually, shout out to you, Slum Village and Dead Press and Super Kane and Powerball and anybody else who was supposed to come for not coming. Because now I've got a feeling this guy must have said something to him that they were like, nah, for real? They're like, y'all really want to do that? Like, nah, man. I just went on their feed, man. I don't see no retweets, though, man. What's up with that? They talking like the show's hot and running out, man. We can just cool out in the hotel, man. I got a couple Nigerian niggas bringing me some girls and stuff.
So
we gonna be all right.
Hey, though. Why you gotta put Nigerians? Like, come on, man. Nigerians are cool, though. Like,
nah, they're my brothers, man. I love them, man. I love them. Actually, they're my brothers, man.
Oh, snap, out. Man. All right, let me do their marketing for them for no reason. So back to old school, official Jay Dilla tribute.
Yeah.
On tomorrow.
Yeah.
What's it called? Huddle.
It's called
Golf Park. And Recreation Center in Linksfield.
In Linksfield, which is a very, very new venue to me as an individual. And that's crazy because I pretty much know everywhere where everything's happening.
Yeah, so they were doing it at Wanderers.
Yes.
Initially. Which was right around the
But I guess obviously, you know, something must have been.
They said something about, I think, ticket sales. I think ticket sales were actually pretty high. So, I mean, and they said like capacity.
Yeah.
As well as the surrounding neighborhoods. And I'm like, are you really going to do a concert of that nature?
To be perfectly honest, you know, since Major League last did a Major League Gardens at Wanderers, I ain't seen another black man walk into that place talking about doing an event.
I don't think it worked.
So when I saw Wanderers, I was like,
I was even surprised.
I don't know how much y'all paid.
Did their stuff in Santon in the first place. I was surprised. Like, oh.
No, well, they paid. They paid in cash.
No, not even about the money. They're neighbors, dog. Like, I try and have a party.
No, but this is the thing. No, but remember when you come to a venue and you're like, okay, you're like two guys who look alike because you're twins. And you wear the same clothes and stuff. And you're the same.
Yeah, because we all look the same.
And you're like, like two gnomes, you know, come into your building and like, hey, man, you know, just trying to do a party. Like, oh, okay, cool, gnomes. How many people are you expecting? Like, oh, we're expecting about another 1,500 gnomes.
Like, wait, hold up.
They're like, oh, okay, that's cool. Okay, so you can bring your gnomes out. Next thing, the white people are in the house watching the TV like, Sally, did you see that? their adverts on TV. They've got that one, Casper Novus. And the other one, what's his name? Ricky Rick. They got him too. This can't be 2,000. This is going to be 20,000 gnomes. And guess what? It was 20,000 gnomes. And 10,000 of them were outside. In the street.
Wow.
Yes.
Tickets sold?
Major League Gardens is officially the biggest.
No, but I'm saying, were these people paying for the tickets at the gate or pre-sale?
They couldn't get in. This is pre-sale, dog.
They get their money back?
They get their money back. I don't know about them transactions, but if I was them, I would pay nobody back. That's not my business. I didn't say. Remember when we sell you a ticket, there is, you know,
terms and conditions.
Yeah, terms and conditions and clauses there that you got to check out. Don't just buy a ticket, but like, yo, we're going.
Yeah, you just became a lawyer. He's like in clauses.
Yeah, there's clauses there, man.
There's provisions.
There's provisions, my brother. Don't just be buying tickets like, yo, man, we're in the club. Like, man. You see, on the bill, you didn't see that part where it says, if you don't pay, we're taking your car and stuff. There you go. So you gotta be sure. It's crazy, man.
Golly, no borders. CliffCentral.com. We're gonna have Young and God on next after the break, and this is his track. He's gonna tell us about it afterwards. Yeah.
Jungle music.
So unfortunately, Kamu had to leave. He's not going to be able to make the rest of the show.
Really? Is that happening?
That's not Kamu speaking. Right. Hey, can you leave? Are the mics on?
Crazy.
I'll snap the mics. Okay.
Yeah, it's too late.
It's a done deal. Hey, KK, don't listen to anything this dude's going to say ever. Not just now, ever, at all.
Okay, just for the remainder of the show, which is a slight 24 minutes.
Yeah, we got to talk to Youngin girl.
Yeah, let's say 20 minutes. Okay, yeah. Look, we're going to talk to Youngin girl. I'm just going to say that I'm not going to say anything else apart from what is important on the show today.
Thank you very much.
But that's going to cost you. And you know what I need on a Friday. So
I'm not even part of this conversation right now. Yo, we got Youngin God. So, shots fired, really? How come whenever I need shots fired, you never do the shots firing?
Because you never find the shots, player.
I always fire shots. It's you said legend like boo. Like, I always fire shots. I just think I fire like...
Yeah,
my shots are a bit personal, so people are like, oh snap.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do take
it's
it.
It's like, hey, bro.
Like that's
like, oh,
like,
man.
Where's the entertainment value?
Oh,
like
man.
That's real shit.
Like, AKA taking drugs.
Ooh, yeah, with this girl.
And
their friends.
Dalek. Maybe younger now.
And Gemini.
Gemini left. He ran away.
And he's already skinny.
Go back to Casper. Tito Bowen.
Shut up, man. Oh, crazy. That was actually quite fun. Yeah.
It's called No Borders, man. KissCentral.com. We got Youngin God on the show.
Yes, sir.
Youngin God.
Yeah, what's up?
Dude,
yeah.
Why are you nodding as if people can see you? Like, that was such a TV thing.
These are shots fired.
That was so TV. Like, oh, we got Youngin God.
Yeah. Like, bro. He already filmed himself, man.
Like, bro, we're not even on YouTube, man.
Now, he on camera, he got his boy.
My bad. Oh, see.
He got his investor. Apparently, Seatless is the investor.
Oh, he's the investor. Oh, you're the investor. You're the money, man. Okay, nice.
We need to talk to you.
Yeah, sit down, man. You know, can we get you a coffee?
Get you like a coffee? A glass of wine? You want to get in the office with Garrett? You just talk for 5 minutes? You just need $50,000.
Yeah, that's all.
Per show.
For a whole year. Yeah.
Yeah, so Youngin God. Youngin God was a part of that. What's that? We don't really mention that radio station on this radio station. But you were part of a competition on Touch HD. Tell us a bit about that.
Basically I was called through to the studio on Touch HD for a show called Put Me On.
Okay.
Right.
It's who does that show?
Vince, Exquisite Vince.
Okay.
So he calls himself Exquisite?
Yeah, he calls
Is
himself.
Is he exquisite? Doesn't sound exquisite with a name like Vince.
Like Vince.
My bad.
Apparently he's exquisite. So he does.
He went on the show and he's still saying apparently.
Vince, you ain't exquisite.
Vince, you're out, dog.
Okay, my bad.
Oh, man.
Okay, so I was invited over. So what happens is that every week he calls on an artist to come preview a song that they worked on.
Yeah.
And then he actually has two artists come on and head to head.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
it's like a battle, but a battle of tracks that have already been recorded.
Battle of tracks, exactly. Yeah. So what happens is that there's a lady that I produced a song for. She actually bodied... like about 4 or 5 guys that came onto the show, and like one artist that she bodied was a guy that actually does a track with who's this big artist? I think it's one of AKA's friends.
Oh, the drug team.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Okay, so what happened?
The narcotics team. Yeah.
Narcotics team. We the DEA in this motherfucker.
I swear, man.
So what happened is that I got called onto the show to kind of take on Palisa Moon.
Yeah.
So what happened is that I got onto the show and they played the track Selimina, and fortunately for me I got like 100% votes.
Oh snap.
And for the first time on the show I was Palisa's first competition.
For you, and no one voted for her.
No one.
That is that is the worst thing that could happen in life. Like, at least let me get 2 votes. Like 100?
Or it could just be, look, I can look at this 2 ways.
Or do you buy things?
No,
because we know what's it called?
Babala Noise
been buying everything.
They don't play.
Babes is angry.
Yeah, I heard Reggie was out there like, we only bought Song of the Year. We had to give the other one something. I'm out here thinking about
okay. I wish I could. You know,
buy
my way through everything.
Kudos to you. Congratulations for that.
Mr. Investor, do you realize what the game requires for things to happen? Like, you're going up against the tender money. Are you ready for that?
Unfortunately for him, he's also part of, like, tender.
Oh, snap. So, have you noticed one thing? I caught these tender brothers. all you tender brothers is running to the music. Right?
That's where they clean their money.
Yeah, exactly. Now, what I'm going to tell you tender brothers is that we're going to create our own gate. Now all these tender guys who are coming, we need to sift them into the music. Before they even open the camera, they say, no, sir, you need to come to our committee. And we need to discuss your paperwork about this music company. So we can get something out of this,
it's
man.
A done deal.
Yeah, because, I mean, honestly speaking, I mean, it's good that they're getting into it because obviously they got heavyweight money. They can do stuff. You know what I'm saying? But
and ain't no music game without money.
Thank you so much. No, I mean, like I don't even know how many times anyone can preach that. Yeah. There's no game without money.
Talk to Jay, Damon Dash, and Biggs Kareem Burke. There you go. They were selling crack on the street.
Exactly. They took all their crack investment money and put it into the music.
Into the music, yeah.
Because it's all about, you know, the culture costs money.
It costs money. Everything costs money. I ain't buying no record if you ain't wearing a gold chain.
Do you know how crazy the culture is now? Even the dirty skateboard guys, the dirty skateboard guys' swag is now expensive.
You know what I mean?
You go online, try and buy a dirty pair of jeans.
A pair of DCs. Like a pair of DCs for $80,
buy me
a pair of Tims.
Why not, man? I'm only going to rock them till they're finished anyway. Like,
And they skating with $80 shoes.
Can you imagine?
Get out of here, though. I scuff my shoes. I'm already trimmed. Like, I'm about to go home, though. Like, I scuff my shoes.
Funny enough, I'm sorry to, like digress, but, like, you know, I really can't go out anymore. I can't stand people's outfits. These people are looking funnier and funnier every single week.
Okay, let's not. You're about to fire shots.
Yeah, let me just leave it. You know what? Let's forget it. The shoes are getting higher.
The pants are getting slimmer.
Oh, man. There's more.
They're literally tights now.
See, you look like you did that at home. You ripping your jeans, too? Come on, man. Like, I don't get it. But anyway, go on, man. Let us know. Tell us about you and your investor and how you guys are going to make it in the game.
So, what's... Is Youngin God a producer? Is he a rapper? Is he both?
Actually, Youngin God is both producer and rapper.
Yeah.
Though I started off in the game as a rapper.
Yeah.
Back when I was still listening to Mos Def.
Yeah.
Listening to Slum Village.
Yeah.
There you go.
Quite a coincidence, though.
Yeah.
Immortal Techniques.
Oh, dope.
Master Aces.
He's throwing them names out. He's like, yo, let me show y'all. I know this.
Yeah, back then in the day. So the production started off when I got my first PC. That was in the 10th grade.
Okay.
And then I started producing. Then 2008, I went for music lessons. I studied music, right? And that's when the production started. I mean,
okay, to what level?
To the level where I started producing music for Pastor Benjamin Dube.
No. Wonder Baloi. The music, you said you went to music school, right? Like, to what level? Like, did you get a degree?
Diploma, actually.
Okay, dope.
Right. So I couldn't continue with my studies because financial barrier.
Yeah.
So I just used the knowledge that I acquired to, like, further my career.
Make that money, then go back to school.
Yeah, they are.
Usually they don't, though. No, make that real Miami medical.
It's hard to go back to school in the industry now with the amount of money they're throwing around.
It's hard to go back to school when you get any type of money.
I argue with people who always want to. I want to go back to school. I'm like, my man.
Like, all right, though.
If you got nothing better to do with your dough, just send it to me.
If you got too much money, then you might go back to school. We're like, okay, I actually literally have nothing to do.
Fam,
let me just go to Harvard and play around with some bad.
If I had too much money, there's not a door of any institution that's gonna see me.
If I made a lot of money, dog, I've never been to spring break. Dog, I'm going back to college. So I'll get the Palisades and the Youngin guys to do my assignments and stuff.
Really?
Because I got that money.
This is the mind of KF.
I'm not going back for an education. I think I crossed that border.
Thank you. A long time ago.
I can't.
I really can't.
And so, I mean, where's the music progressing to now?
Right now, we established a production company called Columbus Beats. We were fortunate enough to work with like one of the heavyweights in the industry.
Yeah.
We have a track with Migos. We produced a track for Migos called Thank You.
Wait, hold up, though. For real, though. Can we validate this? Listen, can we go on Twitter real quick? I mean, on the Google.
Yeah.
Really, though?
No, is she checking it out?
Get out of here.
She's checking it out?
Yeah, I'm not gonna put him on blast, though. So, like, how did that come about?
Basically started when I emailed them.
Fuck Super Kane, then.
Yeah. We don't need him.
So it started, I don't know if you're familiar with cats like Street Carnivore. He's quite a big music producer. Cocaine.
Cocaine, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, Cocaine. So what happens is
Cocaine worked with what's he gonna call it? Ryan Leslie
and Fatty Wap.
Fatty Wap.
So what we did is that we'd combine on production, and then we'd just email like Cass abroad, and Fatty Wap caught the bait. We've got Migos that caught the bait. We've got Cruise Africa that caught the bait. In terms, okay, for Cruise Africa, that was my gig, actually.
Okay. Yeah.
So we've got cats that are still uprising.
Cruise, bring the dude that was beefing with MT at one point, yeah.
Actually, that track, that beat, I produced that beat.
Oh, this is crazy. Yeah. That's crazy, right?
Yeah, so he came. Man. So what happens is
this
that...
This guy's not supposed to be on this show, man. You can't be messing with my youngest. Like, you need to take your bandana and go.
Oh!
I ain't playing, you know? Like, how do you go and bring a guy, like, you know, who's messing with my
people,
though, man?
I didn't know at all.
I'm just a middleman.
You know what he said? And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm the one who made the beat.
No, I'm just a middleman. I'm the messenger.
You need to check where you send your beats, man. They're going to hit you in the street, dog.
That is crazy. You know what I appreciate is... upcoming musicians and producers who understand the game, that, you know, a lot of people think that I'm going to make a beat by myself. I like the fact that you realize
collaborate.
Like, nobody makes a beat. I hope you're getting your credits, though, because Maporisa lost out on that. I don't know if he's getting the sheets. Did he get the sheets?
I don't know if he essentially lost out, because what happens is that also, look, I don't want to talk too much about something I don't have a full understanding. Mm-hmm. I'd rather have a conversation with him and he can tell me, because there's two sides of what I've heard. There's a side where he actually didn't produce anything. You understand?
He just recorded.
He just recorded Cat when he was here.
When he was here, yeah, so he recorded, I heard that.
He recorded Cat and then maybe added a couple of keys here and there, and that was about it. But you'll find, like, it's even with, when I've worked with them in studio, I've seen about four or five different dudes jump on the desk, like, to, you know, produce the beat. But they don't get no
credits. They're probably lower level, Kamu.
There you go. So yeah, that's, you know, a very good point. They're what?
They're lower level.
And at the point when Maporisa was working on this joint, what level was he in comparison to the people he's doing the joint for?
Who did the one dance joint?
The one dance beat, I'm not sure who did it. Who did the entire beat, or who's got credit for it? We'll have to Google that and check it out. But yeah, Maporisa, I think he...
I just felt like at that time, but like I said, I'm not too accustomed as yet with the South African market. But I felt like Maporisa was big enough to get some sort of credit. It's like Drunken Love, right?
But friends,
Timbaland did one thing on Drunken Love. Of course, it's Timbaland.
Yeah.
But he was credited for it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, but he got his sense.
Yeah, look, I mean, then and you will probably find that Maporisa probably also did get his sense, to be perfectly honest. Mm. Because if you look at the credits on the joint, I've never actually looked at the credits on the joint and not seen
on the
there.
Actual joint, he's not there. Well, on the actual CD, which is the worst. So those are the credits that actually matter. Because you send the CD to Samro, right?
Yeah.
And that's, and they give money to people who are actually there. If you're not there, you lost out.
Yeah, so then that's an unfortunate.
But then at the same time, you know, he won in his own regards. Like, everybody knows that Maporisa, you know, is that dude now.
Either way, if you listen to that particular joint, or like I was saying in the beginning of the conversation, it's an evolution. Maporisa is part of the people who are actually setting the pace for the African sound to break into the States and Europe and stuff like that. So even if I was him, I'd be like,
it's like that John Legend track. What's that new John Legend track? Like, every time it comes on, I always think, oh, who's this?
Does
like
it sound African?
Yeah,
as well?
Like, what's that called? That new John Legend track?
You know, yeah, because,
like,
they're doing what they usually
everything
do.
Everything like
that. Because they're out of sounds in the States.
Then you heard about that dude who stole Final's beat?
No.
Final's song? Like, there are two dudes in the States. Apparently, Final slept on some jam. It was sent around. You know, all these emails bouncing around. Yeah. People forget about it. These two dudes in the States, kaboom, they got a hit.
Well, that's how the game goes.
But I mean, so all I wanted to know from you, Young and God, was I hope you're getting those credits. Or if you're not getting the credits, because, of course, I mean, there are times when they're like, yo, dog, we're not really going to credit you. But are you getting some guap out of it?
So basically what I do, right, before any type of work, or before engaging in any type of work, I send through the contract, and in the contract it stipulates
that... You went to school, Baba. Money was well spent.
You went to music school.
Yes.
So in music school, they got to teach you law and how to
exactly.
do this.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's it, yeah.
So I sent them the contract, and then what I'd do is that I wouldn't send them beats from my inventory. I'd actually have the guy come through to the stew.
And work.
And then I'd actually work based on what he's feeling.
My inventory. This nigga using that Zimbabwean English. He's using your people's English.
Yeah.
So what happens
is that...
Oh, and
I met a guy from Morocco. You need to meet him, yeah.
Oh, for real?
Like, for real, yeah.
You tell him your boy's from Morocco?
I told him. He's like,
oh, snap.
I want to see him.
Salaam alaikum. Yeah.
Yeah, so that basically what happens with Cruise Africa. So we actually came through
To start some beef.
Yeah, to start some beef. So before I even got the chance to to cook anything, he had an opportunity to kind of tell me the background story between him and MTN.
So you were involved in this beef. You're not making this case any better for yourself, though.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
You actually knew what... You were Kanye West on Takeover.
Yeah, that's pretty much
you
it.
You know what I mean?
That's it,
yeah. Well, I was just doing my job. You know?
Hey,
so man. When the gig came over, I was like, yeah, I do need a couple of bucks in my pocket. So what the hell?
Yeah. You know?
And currently the same beat, but I just felt like he didn't do justice to the beat.
Yeah,
so
true.
what I did is that because when he came
my
through,
guy, but yeah, he didn't do justice.
He didn't do justice. So what I did was like I wanted him to incorporate that African feel because the beat is very percussive.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
It's got that percussion that African trap, the real African trap, not the take a ballad and then put an 808, like the real rhythmic type of African trap. I'm like, you know, if you're gonna,
I'm liking his vibe. Yeah,
I was like, if you're gonna kill a cat these days, like MT is one of the best African trappers in Mzansi. So if you want to kill him with his own sound.
Wow,
so in that way, he won't have anything to come back with because people already know. Cruz came with this sound. So what are you bringing forth?
Mm-hmm,
so I produced a true African trap beat,
I think MT didn't even come back.
He
just left it.
They actually ended up like in some really weird, like very very pink type behavior.
went to
I'm
court.
Not even gonna ask you to elaborate on that. Like I didn't even know. Though.
I'm going to
but
court.
But you know, come. You know what? What I was saying. We were talking earlier, before you came up.
In court. Yeah.
We were talking like on the couch outside, and I'm like. You know, the unfortunate thing about, and it's amazing, yeah, meeting you is, you know, it's a pleasure. And we actually respond to emails. You know what I mean? Like, you know, me sending emails out. But I mean, the difference with Cliff Central, okay, not too sure about Cliff Central. The difference with No Borders is that we're not here to put ourselves on. We're genuinely here to actually put artists and the continent on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, anybody can send us an email. If you've got a product that shows potential, of course we do filter some stuff here and there, but if you've got potential, we're definitely going to bring you on the show.
Word.
We definitely support, you know, the culture and the industry, and what we were trying to do with our guests was exactly that. And you know, it's ridiculous how you know there is nothing to being a radio DJ, like a radio host ain't nothing though.
Most
of them drive like little Tazzes and Polos. I'm just saying, but when they out there in the streets, they trying to act all cocky. When you call them like, yo dog, can I, you know, talk to my producer, talk this, come on dog. You know what I mean?
It's crazy that you say that, because like, I mean, the reality of it is that, you know, I think 95% of the people who do this and do this well in the world do it just purely from the passion.
There you go. There you go.
Like what you can make out of it moving on from there, like if you learn how to DJ, if you rap or whatever the case is, out of that, that's cool. You know, you can go MC some events, do some stuff, that's dope. But a lot of people who are good at this usually stay in the game for many, many years, and they just genuinely do it for the passion.
And
I mean, Fresh has just gone to Metro now. I mean, like, you know, it's all about passion.
Yeah,
you know,
it's all about passion.
There's really no reason for him to move from one office or one side of SABC to the other.
Yeah, And I mean, and I think, I want to think, like, some of the major dudes on radio who I've come across have been very, very humble as well. Like, we were chilling in News Cafe Santon with one of the best OGs, like, biggest all-time radio personalities, Tim Westwood, like it was nothing, you know what I mean? He wasn't trying to act all flashy, I mean, like we were just chilling, like, so I mean, it bothers me to, you know, to think that as radio, and when we grew up on radio, radio was all about bringing young cats up, like radio introduced people to music, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
Nowadays, all they do is they try and find out what's being played elsewhere, and they play that.
Yeah.
As opposed to saying, nah, okay, we know what you're already playing, but have you listened to this? Have you listened to Selemina?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the concept behind Selemina?
Oh, okay, basically the concept about Selemina is I heard especially in the game now, musicians can actually get paid from doing what they love, you know, as compared to before. So now I felt like, you know what? I'm coming back to the game, you know, and when I do come, Selemina, Uting Patis Kia Sepima, you know, so that's basically the concept around, you know, so that's hence why I do say in one of my verses that I feel the heat like planet Mars, man.
Yeah.
I feel the pressure like an arms deal. Hunger got my niggas cuffed, man. That's why I ain't about no bars, man.
Yeah.
So basically saying that, you know, that I've evolved from from actually writing and doing it for the bars and more. I'm concentrating on actually making music that will bring home the bacon, you know,
yeah, yeah.
Because you know when you
you know black people and bacon,
hey, bacon man,
last time
know.
I heard that, like,
you know what I mean,
like bring home the
bring
bacon.
Home the bacon, man.
Bring home the bacon, man.
Sounded so, a tad bit British there.
Yeah, so at the same time, if most of the people that follow me would realize that my music is more themed, I concentrate on incorporating other brands within my music, like in terms of I've got a track with Exit Douche called Benzo.
Yeah.
I've got
you trying to get that endorsement?
Yeah.
Aye, aye.
Best believe. So my strategy and Columbus Beat strategy is actually to go after the corporates.
Yeah.
To actually have our company go head to head with the same strategy actually that Casper had in
that's
his
exactly
music.
What I was thinking about. Yeah. I'm like Family Tree, they mastered that.
Exactly.
I think Casper should actually go like to Harvard and like start lecturing. Yeah, you know what I mean, like,
yeah,
music entrepreneurship 101.
Yeah, you probably make a lot of dough.
You already know. Hey, Snap Man. So, how do people get a hold of Young and God? Social media, website, email.
Okay, social media. Facebook. I go by the name of Young and God ZA, and on Twitter I go by the name of Young and God _SA.
Yeah.
And Instagram is Da Young and God, as in DA_YoungandGod. And then, but people can also check me out on my website on www.columbusbeats.co.za. Yep.
Got a website coming here being braggadocious. It's the last time you're on the show coming brag our niggas show.
Yeah, man. We're having that.
No more.
No Borders on Cliff Central between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. every Friday. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's been a very quick hour.
You already know. It's always a quick hour.
It's like, gone. Yeah. And then the drinking starts. But anyway.
I did a whole hour myself a week and a half, like 2 weeks ago.
For real?
It was ridiculous.
That was crazy.
Yeah. But like, you know we talk, though.
Yeah.
I was talking to myself.
I know you talk. Yeah.
I'm out. KF, No Borders.
Check you out next week. Let's go. CliffCentral.com.